Practice Test 2. Listening. Part 2. In this part of the test, you will hear 4 short talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions that are printed in the test booklet. Read the questions silently. Then listen to the talk. You can take notes in the booklet. Then listen to each question and choose the best answer from the answer choices. Mark your answers. You should mark A, B, C, or D. There are a total of 20 questions about the 4 short talks. Look at the questions. Then listen to an instructor in a photography class at a technical college.
Good morning, class, and welcome to Photography 101. My name is Russell Soames, and I will be your photography instructor. As you know, the course title is Introduction to Digital Photography, and I can see most of you have brought your digital cameras with you, so you already know how to take pictures, and I bet to upload them to your computers. So what are you going to learn in my class? Well, first of all, we are going to cover the basics of how photography works. That means learning about light, focus, flash, etc. Most people use the automatic settings on their camera, but even with a digital camera, you need to understand what they mean. A knowledge of the fundamental science is essential. In this class, you will also learn how the different settings for light and so on can affect the final photograph and allow you to achieve the effect you want. Later in the course, we will go over the technicalities of digital files, including the different kinds of files that you can save your pictures as. So, as you can see, there is quite a lot of theoretical stuff for us to cover. This means you will have to study, and there will be written quizzes and tests throughout the semester. But the course is not only about theory. Photography is also an art, don't forget. You will also learn how to improve your photographs, how to take good close-ups, for example, and how to position your subjects within your picture. There will be work on different kinds of photographs, portraits, landscapes, action shots, etc. There will also be practical projects to complete, and these will count towards your final grade. So, any questions?
Number 31. Why does the teacher mention the students' cameras? Number 32. Why do the students need to know about different camera settings? Number 33. What must students do to get a good grade? Number 34. Why is the teacher talking to the class? Number 35. What does the teacher mean when he says,
"A knowledge of the fundamental science is essential"?
Look at the questions. Then listen to a tour guide at a gold mine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's tour of the historical Phoenix Gold Mine. Our tour today will take between 45 minutes and an hour and 15 minutes. We're going to go deep down into the mountain into a mine which is no longer in use. We'll go about 1,000 feet into the mountainside, and on the way, I'll tell you about the process that was involved in extracting gold from the ground. We'll start off walking through the tunnels for the first 600 feet down quite a gentle slope, so there's no climbing involved. Here you'll see the tracks for the small trains that transported the gold out of the mine. As we go down, look at the walls. You'll see silver, copper, iron, and various other minerals as well as gold, all still in the earth, of course. We then meet water, so we'll cover the last 400 feet by boat. After the tour inside the mine, I'll take you outside to the stream. Here you can all try your hand at panning for gold. That means using a special container called a pan to search for gold in a river. Bob, our miner, will lend each of you a pan and teach you the basics. You are free to stay as long as you like. You should know that there may still be some gold in the stream and you can keep whatever you find. Please bear in mind that the mine tour is perfectly safe as long as we're sensible, but can I just remind parents and guardians not to leave children unattended at any time? If anyone is afraid of small spaces, stay next to me and I'll help you along. So now let's go.
Number 36. What will the tour guide explain during the first part of the tour? Number 37. What will the participants do during the first part of the tour? Number 38. What does the tour guide say about panning for gold? Number 39. What can visitors take away from the mine with them? Number 40. What does the tour guide warn the participants about? Look at the questions. Then listen to a woman making an announcement at a staff meeting.
Hi, everyone. Before we start this week's staff meeting, I just want to let you all know about the company picnic next month. The planning committee has already met, and we've set a date, Friday, June 12th. The office will close at 1 that day, so you'll be getting half a day off. We've chosen a great spot for the picnic, Deepwater Park, right by the lakeside about 12 miles out of town. It's a popular place with walkers and nature lovers. There will be minibuses if you don't have your own transportation. And anyway, traveling as a group is all part of the fun. Now, we need to know how many buses to rent. So if you want a seat, you need to sign up by next Friday. For those of you who come in your own car, there is free parking at the site. Now, about the food. There will be plenty of hot dogs and burgers to go around. But if you're vegetarian or have any special dietary needs, please let Elaine or me know this week because we don't want anyone to feel left out. We haven't finalized the entertainment yet. So far, we have had a suggestion for a magician. I don't know how you all feel about that. Several people have also mentioned live music, but we want something really good. Last year, if you remember, we had a DJ, and everyone enjoyed the dancing, so live music might be a nice idea. Julian knows of a band that he thinks would go down well, so maybe we'll give them a call.
Number 41. Why will the office close at 1 o'clock on June 12th? Number 42. Why does the speaker recommend coming by minibus? Number 43. Who should sign up? Number 44. Why does the speaker ask about food preferences? Number 45. What kind of entertainment is likely to be at this year's event? Number 46. What does the speaker mean when she says,
Julian knows of a band that he thinks would go down well, so maybe we'll give them a call.
Look at the questions. Then listen to a reporter talking about a TV show.
Tonight on TV Spotlight, we're going to report on a very special TV program. The program is called It's Academic, and it has just celebrated its 50th birthday. It's Academic has even earned a place in the Guinness World Records as the longest-running quiz show in the world. On the show, high school students from around the city of Washington, D.C. compete in teams to answer questions on subjects such as history, math, science, mythology, and sports. It's Academic is broadcast on Saturday mornings. Its host, Mac McGarry, was on the show from the first episode through the 2011 season. By then, McGarry had asked more than 200,000 questions to over 20,000 contestants. Several well-known Americans, such as Hillary Clinton and the astronaut Timothy Creamer, appeared on the show as contestants while they were at school. The show is a lot of fun. The schools come to support their teams with cheerleaders, bands, and faces painted in their school colors. The competition itself, however, is intense. The contestants put a lot of effort into preparing for the show, and it's quite an honor to be chosen to represent your school. This is, of course, the aim of the show, to make academic achievement something to be proud of in the same way as winning a football game. Because the show is so popular, it has spread outside the TV studio. There are official It's Academic clubs in schools, and high schools sometimes compete against each other on weekends. In today's world, where TV shows are often canceled after a few months, It's Academic's continuing popularity after 50 years is a remarkable achievement.
Number 47. What happens on the show It's Academic? Number 48.
What did the speakers say about some famous people? Number 49. According to the reporter, what happens in high schools? Number 50. What does the reporter say is unusual about the show?